For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
That's us. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and downloading that free Odyssey app. You can stream us live. It's that time of the year where the weather is kind of, it's emotional.
It's finicky.
It really is.
It's really touch and go there. And we're like, am I going to be wearing a shorts and a tank top today? Or am I going to be wearing a parka? We just don't know.
It's hard to plan for anything in this town, especially weddings. Yeah. However, this one particular thing is something that we look forward to all year round,
right?
Because it's the start of spring.
Right.
You got to throw out the old to make room for the new.
All I want to do is flip my closet over. That's all I want to do. I want to get rid of my pants and my leggings and my sweatshirt. And I want to rotate them with my dresses and my shorts and my tank tops and my rompers. Like, that's what I want to do. And it just feels like I've, like, been stutter-stepping with it for the past couple of weeks. I'm like, do I do it now? Do I do it now? And every time I go to do it, something's bringing me back. Like, you know, the snowstorm we got last week.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we did get a snowstorm.
So I don't know if anybody else is dealing with this, but it's such a bizarre point of the year and the season change that all I want to do is switch out my jeans and sweatpants for skirts and shorts.
That's so weird that you have to switch it out.
So, I mean, obviously we know I moved at the beginning of the year and I share one closet now, which I went from my one bedroom apartment that had three closets.
Oh, that's right.
Just for me.
Yeah.
To now sharing one closet and a dresser. And, you know, there's a lot of things and bins that are not really that accessible. So all the things that won't be touched as much, shorts, t-shirts, all of that stuff that we really can't wear in the winter, are away. And then when the season flips, we'll switch it over. But it's like, I don't even know when, and how I would feel comfortable doing such if it's going to snow next week.
I don't
think...
I'm
not saying it is, but I didn't think it was going to last week either, but here we are.
Well, Friday's supposed to be 64, and then everything after that, we're not touching the 40s again next week.
Hopefully.
50s, 60s, at least that's, you
we
know,
have had snow on Mother's Day.
That's what the PXY Doppler is telling me. By the way, I had to bring this up because my jaw hit the floor yesterday when I looked at your story on Instagram. I'm breezy on air.
Which one?
What's going on in your bedroom? That's all from you trying to figure out where to put these clothes because...
Oh, no, that was just me doing laundry.
It looked like a bomb went off, and I feel for your girlfriend. She's got to be frustrated considering she's very type A. So half the room, obviously it was her side I was looking at, was in mint condition.
Uh-huh.
Clean, the blankets are folded, everything's put away nicely.
Yep.
And then she pans the camera over to Precy's side of the bedroom. Piles in pie. I mean, stuff hanging from the ceiling fan. It's a mess in there. How does that get to that point?
The drama's so crazy. Like, she loves to make it look like it's so much worse than it actually is. It's not that bad.
You yourself look defeated.
It was a tough blow, I will say.
It was a tough go around, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, listen, it's tough being a fashionista. What can I do?
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you want to call it, or a hoarder. What is that thing, the tips and tricks for spring cleaning? You're supposed to take an item out of your closet, you hold it up in the mirror and say, does this bring me joy?
Yeah, the Marie Kondo way.
Is that what it is? And then you donate it if it doesn't.
Yeah, I feel like we have this conversation like maybe 2 to 3 times a year about me hoarding clothes. It's also different because, like, you know, I've gone through a significant weight drop, so it's like not a lot of these clothes are the same, and then I have to buy new clothes and it's a whole thing. But I've been donating a ton of my stuff to Goodwill and making room for the new, but it's like doing the hard shift. I don't want to be putting all my pants and leggings away and then need them in 2 weeks when they decide to, and when I say they, Mother Nature decides to go haywall.
So I got a bone to pick with Plato's Closet.
Oh, God.
Okay.
They're a sponsor, so tread lightly.
I'm just saying, I had jeans from Express with the tag still on them. These are $120 jeans. It's no joke. I was like, let me see how much money I can go.
$2.
Obviously, I'm not expecting to get the $120 back. But when can you wear jeans? All year round, right? You can wear jeans any time of the year.
I guess.
Yes.
Not so much in the summer, though.
You can wear jeans in the summer.
You can. Should you? No, absolutely not. Continue.
Well, even if what you go to a nice restaurant out to dinner, you're gonna wear khaki shorts. Come
on. I'm not wearing jeans to a nice restaurant. No, absolutely not.
These are nice jeans, Breezy. They're dress up jeans. So I bring them to Plato's Closet, and they're like, "We give you $15 for this pair." I said,
$15? That's a steal.
What?
Oh my God, that's the most you'll probably ever get for one item there.
Well, I asked the lady behind the counter. I said, "Why so little?" She goes, "Well, they're not in season." The jeans aren't in season?
Yeah.
Jeans, I'm being taken.
I mean, yeah, jeans aren't really.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, they're flipping everything over.
That's ridiculous.
Shorts.
No, that's ridiculous.
You're complaining about something that you've made out beautifully. They've never given anyone $15 for anything. That's the highest bidder that you probably ever had. So.
That's sad then. That's extremely That's sad.
You got to know what you're dealing with.
I clearly don't. That's it. One and done. That's how I'll keep them.
Well, my favorite is when you bring stuff there and then they like, we're not going to offer you anything for this, but you can donate it to us. I'm taking it back.
It's like, I don't, it defeats the purpose.
Why? So you can get it for free?
Right. No. And then sell it for 50, 60 bucks?
Yeah, no.
How much do clothes cost there? Because I was so distraught, well, I didn't even bother to look.
Well, I bought my bachelor auction dress there for $15. Or maybe it was 20. I'm not really sure. But it was a beautiful Abercrombie gown.
The one you just wore?
The one to the bachelor auction, yeah.
It was a nice dress. It was a very nice dress.
So
you bought it for how much?
Like, I think it was $17.
It's not bad. They probably
it was
made
great.
They probably made like 120% profit on that. All right. Well, listen, clean out those closets, you guys. It's that time of the year.
I don't know when I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna have to bite the bullet sometime, but I'm nervous. So, but here's the thing with me. Once I commit to the bit, I'm not going back. So even if I do flip it over and it's snowing next week, I'm going to be wearing my skort. I can't go back. There's no backpedaling for me.
For somebody who bleeds for the city day in and day out, mm-hmm. I would be taking those clothes and just donating them to the youth. and people who need them the most.
I do bring a lot of my clothes to Goodwill. They're my favorite. So.
I know, but that Goodwill's one thing because anybody can take those clothes. I'm saying you should go find people who need them. I don't know. Go to high schools, wherever. You're not doing it, are you?
I'm not allowed in. Not allowed in.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the film Easter Sunday, starring Joe Coy. With Easter this Sunday, we just felt it made sense. But before we get into Breezy's review, which something tells me she loved this film last night, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Moosterpiece Theater. Take a listen.
You're going to be playing a pilot on TV?
No, Mom. Listen, I'm not playing a pilot. I tested for a pilot show with the network. I'm going to be playing a lawyer.
You could have been a lawyer, Joseph. If only you had applied yourself. I told you so many times, you could have been something.
Mom, you know, I am something. I mean something to someone. I'm an A-list celebrity, Mom.
Joseph, don't be full of yourself. People don't like that.
Mom, I gotta go. I'll call you later.
Are you coming this Sunday for Easter? We're all expecting you, Joseph.
Mom, I can't really talk right now. I'm very stressed out. I have to call you back. Don't call me. I'll call you.
Joseph, don't talk to me like that. I am your mother. Oh, my God. Lord, forgive him.
Oh, cut. Absolute classic, Breezy.
So good.
Oddly enough, Rotten Tomatoes only scored this 40%. I felt like it should have been a 95 or higher.
Joe Coy isn't the funniest guy.
He's not it for you?
Yeah.
Here's the breakdown of the film. A man returns home to celebrate Easter with his righteous, bickering, eating, drinking, laughing, loving family. Breezy, did this film hold up Easter Sunday, yes or no?
Well, considering the fact that it only came out 3 years ago, yes, it did. And I think that this is very typical for how families interact with one another, although we want to sit here and pretend like it's not, it is. This is how people...
There's a lot of stress and bickering that goes on throughout the holidays. Yeah. Talks of politics, a lot of people drinking. And of course, we had the conversation this morning with a listener. Refuses to invite the creepy uncle slash brother-in-law over. Mm-hmm. Totally get it.
Which, I mean, that's your choice. That's your house, so...
Who is your favorite character in Easter Sunday?
I like the son, Junior.
Yeah, I did too.
My fave, honestly.
I thought you were going to say the mom.
The mom was good too, but I liked Junior. I did. And I think I played the mom to a T.
Well, aside from the accent, yeah. You did go the whole Joseph route.
Yeah. So you did what I could.
You crushed that. What was your what did you take away from the movie? What did you learn?
Well, I mean, just the fact that, you know, it is very relatable in the sense of everyone's bickering and on their way out the door to church and everyone's screaming at each other. It's so classic.
Yeah, absolutely classic.
That is just a typical Easter Sunday for me when I could spend Easter with my family. I haven't spent Easter with my family in 10 years.
Really?
My parents aren't here.
That's right. What was the worst part of the movie for you?
The worst part? Listen, it wasn't that bad of a movie. I don't think I'm that big of a Joe Coy fan. I think my favorite part was his sermon. I love the combo of, you know, a sermon slash stand-up routine.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
And people really seem to relate with it. I feel like whenever I go to church once a year, I never know what they're saying.
Right. You really got to pay attention to the message. I know.
It's hard for me to really concentrate, you know?
Well, because you bring your ring light with a tripod and you start doing TikToks.
Well, I mean, these things happen. Content is content.
I mean, this film only came out, I think, in 2023, something like that. So, but did you find any throwback moments in the film?
Not necessarily. I mean, like, I could see you and him. guys are both doing the acting thing, popping off, doing your thing, chatting with your agent. So kind of got me excited for the movie that you're going to do.
To be quite honest, I think Joe Coy's agent was getting him some respectable auditions compared to what mine was getting me. But, you know.
He wasn't that great, though. Like, he was known for, like, his one beer commercial. You know?
Yeah.
So, I think in the movie, he thought he was hotter than he actually was.
Yeah, well, you know, he's just playing the part. All right, we got to get to your score, Breezy. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you scoring Joe Coy's movie, Easter Sunday?
The only reason I'm giving it the score that I am is because it was newish and it was relatable.
Can I guess the score?
Sure.
3-2.
I was actually going to go 3-9.
Wow. Blow me out of the water.
I know.
All right, 3-9 it is. If you guys haven't seen the movie, it is kind of like a fun family movie for all. Is it safe to say all ages?
Yeah, all ages.
Yeah, there you go. Easter Sunday.
Get those kiddos.
I think all of us have that one creepy uncle in the family we never want showing up to the holidays. And I got to tell you, truth be told, I'm concerned I could possibly be that uncle.
Yeah, that is true. Unfortunately.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Let's get your niece on the air.
Yeah, let's get Olivia on the phone.
She's all, like, yeah.
All kidding aside, there is that one person, though, who shows up that gives backhanded compliments or is too loud or complains about everyone or is just, they're just creepy. You know what I mean? Earlier in the show, we were asking people if they would call in and tell us who that one person is. And we get this call from Rochelle, who sounds like she is not interested in holding back on how she is feeling when it comes to her brother-in-law coming to Easter this Sunday. Hi, Rochelle. Are you there?
She's fired up.
Hi, yes. This is Rochelle. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Okay. Hey. We asked the question this morning, is there anyone you don't want coming to Easter brunch? And you said your brother-in-law. Why?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I heard you guys talking about this, and I said, oh, 100%, I am calling in, and I could care less if my husband gets pissed off at me for it. Okay, he has this older brother who doesn't live here, but he's a total creep.
Okay.
Type of guy. Yeah, I think he has, like, a ton of money, and he wants to act like he's wealthy, but he's filed for bankruptcy twice.
Oh, that's so tough.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got
that
it.
That is tough.
Yeah, no, but here's the tough part, honestly. He constantly gives off rapey vibes. Ugh. I'm not kidding.
He gives off rapey vibes?
Yes.
Oh, you can't have that at Easter brunch.
No.
Rapey vibes is a crazy way to explain it, but okay. Continue.
Honestly, he's 64, but he thinks he has the right to hit on a 23-year-old girl. He's a creep. Ugh. I told my mother-in-law I won't be inviting him to Easter. And she got pissed off at me. I said, why? And I told her straight up, he makes me feel uncomfortable.
Mm. Yeah.
I told my husband the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't like your brother, and he knows it.
Okay.
On Christmas, he hugged my sister, and he grabbed her ass.
Oh.
During the holiday. Yeah, yeah, that's
during
tough.
Christmas.
She was like, oh.
Anytime, go ahead.
She was like, okay.
Gross. Yeah.
Why is he, I don't, so what's the relationship your husband has with his brother? Are they close?
They're like pseudo close. You know, it's his older brother, and he's always been trying to, you know, just be,
get that,
you
relationship
know,
under control.
Cool, as cool as his, you know, he's always just trying to be cool with his older brother, and he's like, oh, it's just him. He's just, that's just how he is. He doesn't mean anything by it.
Right.
He normalizes it. He makes it okay.
Yeah, but your mother-in-law, does your mother-in-law know what a creep he is?
My mother-in-law will, you know, no, she will not.
He could do no
that. That's her baby. It. She's like, absolutely not. He's never heard a fly. But
not my Joffrey.
Exactly how she is. You know, she feels like he can do no wrong.
Right.
He's just energetic.
Energetic. Okay.
He's so disrespectful. He has no respect. My mother-in-law, she told me, guys, that I'm selfish because he's sick and not doing well. And I get that, but I still don't want him in my house.
Right.
Sick. He doesn't know how to act.
Sick how?
Sick like in the head?
No. He has cancer.
Oh.
Okay. I know.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
That changes things.
Yeah, I feel like that changes things a bit. Why not just deal with the creepiness and have him over for Easter.
Could be his last one.
I just don't want to. I'm sorry. Because, you know, now my mother's going to tell, she's telling everybody that I'm purposely trying to break up the family. She's turning everybody against me. But, I mean, I guess I don't know what to do, but it's my house.
Yeah, no,
I don't have a right.
Yeah,
to invite who I want and set boundaries if they make me feel terrible.
Do you have kids? Can I ask that?
Just because he has cancer. What?
Do you have kids?
I do have kids.
Yeah.
Okay, I know, but he does have cancer.
How am I in the wrong on this one?
You got to protect your kids.
I'm not taking sides here at all. I'm just, I feel bad all of a sudden for the guy. You refuse to have him over. Because he's so creepy. You've never had a close relationship with your brother-in-law, and I understand that. I get what you're saying, but he's...
No, I've had enough.
Yeah, I don't...
Had enough?
He's got cancer.
He's donezo. Wow.
That's it. You don't care. He's not coming over this Easter.
Hey, I'm sorry for him, as I'm sorry for anyone who has cancer. I don't wish it on anyone, but, like, that doesn't... You don't get an excuse to be a creep.
Yeah, that doesn't give him a pass to grab your younger sister's ass.
Do you feel...
Yeah, exactly. In front of her husband.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you think that this decision is absolutely going to put a wedge between you and your mother-in-law's relationship?
It might, yeah. But it already has, because, you know, it's a wedge for me.
Yeah.
Right. That makes sense.
Anyway, thank you. I really appreciate your letting me vent.
No problem.
I just don't think I'm in the wrong here, am I?
I don't... Well, I can't say. If it was me... I don't know.
I guess we're about to find out.
I know the guy's a creep, but I can't help but feel bad a little too at the same time. But let's hear from our listeners, 585-252-9800. Thanks for calling in, Rochelle. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, you guys, for listening closely.
Yeah, okay. Have a great Easter.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, dear.
No, we got some text messages coming in for this. Eve messaged in and said, I had a similar situation where a family member I didn't like was diagnosed with cancer. And honestly, life's short. It's one afternoon with the guy. I would maybe welcome him over, especially if it could be his last, which we don't know if it is.
But you also don't want to open that door.
I know.
Like, I'll be here next Sunday too.
I get she's trying to set boundaries. I mean, the guy's a total creep. I get that too. That's where you're between a rock and a hard place. Hey guys, good morning. I feel bad that he is sick, but I don't think he should get a pass. Your house, your rules.
True.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
true.
Don't feel uncomfortable in your own house. Like, that's wild.
Who else is here? Let's go over to Nina. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Honestly, I have a mother-in-law from hell. It's not worth the headache. And if I didn't invite one of her kids over, regardless if it's my house or not, she would make my life a living hell. Just invite the guy.
Right.
Other people are saying that she doesn't sound very compassionate. Rochelle, who's on?
I think that there's only so much that people can take.
Yeah.
I get fed up and sick of it.
I kind of agree with that, too. She's reached her ceiling.
Absolutely.
Doesn't sound like her husband wants anything to do with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Well, whatever you want to do, babe. Happy wife.
Do what you
got
to do.
All right, guys. Thanks for the messages on this one. We're going to wrap this up. Take a quick break. It's PXY. We'll be right back.